the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we are looking at the journey taken by Zimbabwean-born Jackie Muchanyuka Mugido, who is a celebrity makeup artist and has also launched her own makeup line, Volt Cosmetics, in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Jackie.
Thank you for having me on the Women's Forum. This is exciting.
Tell us a little bit about the journey that got you in Hollywood working with celebrities. Who is Jackie?
Jackie is an entrepreneur, a big dreamer, really big dreamer. I left Zimbabwe about 23 years ago and had a dream to become a makeup artist. And so I actually arrived in St. Louis, which there's absolutely nothing there to do with anything with makeup or anything that is glamorous. You know, it's a very conservative society. But I wanted to think out of the box. I've always been like that. I was like that when I was in Zimbabwe. And I went to cosmetology school, and after that, I went to work for Clarins Cosmetics. And it's there that I worked for Clarins Cosmetics that I felt like I needed to do something bigger. I wanted to know who was making up those people on TV.
What action did you take to achieve your dream of becoming a celebrity makeup artist?
I moved to L.A., went to school in L.A., and I went to a makeup school where I did both beauty makeup and special effects makeup. And I started working in Hollywood. I interned a lot, and I just basically believed that I had a talent. And in working with different people and being introduced to different artists, I did that for a while, and I'm still doing it now.
Many people would have been content with just being where they are, where it's comfortable. What made you decide to launch your own cosmetic line in Zimbabwe?
I decided that it didn't make any sense that all these people were talking about me in a country that, even though it's home, it's really not mine. And knowing perfectly well that I am the only first African makeup artist in Hollywood, I decided that I wanted to have a makeup line because, you know, I know what women want and I know what women are lacking in Africa. So this is where Volt started. Volt started about 2 years ago. I have a boutique in Harare at Arundel Village where I've educated a team of girls. I have about six girls that work for me. What we're basically doing is educating the women, and people are being bolted, and I'm selling makeup line, and I'm constantly developing different things, and we're doing really well.
Going back to your work in Hollywood, how easy was it as a young African woman to break into that market? What did it take for you as Jackie to be able to make a name out there for yourself before going to Zimbabwe?
Easy is not even the word. I would never even use that. It was pretty difficult because people in this town, a lot of artists know the artists before they even the artists, you know, these are either family members or whoever it is. And because coming from a different culture, it's also kind of difficult to penetrate and understand each other on different levels. But I think personality and perseverance and belief, having faith, I pretty much just started talking to people and doing the best that we do. Like as Zimbabweans, when we're working, we work, and going the extra mile and not expecting free things and not complaining, as you know, knowing my place.
And who would you say are some of your notable clients? I know you may not be able to say exactly, but people in Zimbabwe would like to know, who are you making up there in Hollywood?
At the present moment, I am working on Food Network, and I'm working with Alton Brown, who has the number one show right now called Cutthroat. So I'm the head makeup artist on that particular show right now. But I've pretty much worked with Bill Cosby, which everybody knows. I mean, that was our father at home, wasn't it? You know, every single time I start talking about it, I kind of feel a little embarrassed in a way, because I'm just like, oh my God, am I being egotistical here? Like, what is it?
What word of inspiration would you have to some young girl listening to this program, or a woman out there who would also want to maybe venture into the makeup industry or any other industry on that note?
The biggest advice that I can give anybody is know your passion. Don't copy a passion. Don't like a passion. Know your passion. You have to be patient. You have to talk to a lot of people, educate yourself, go home, see what they have, see where your niche is, and also make sure that you have something that nobody else has, and that is pretty much your talent.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Jackie Muchanyuka Mugido, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, this is really, really great. And the good part about it is I love to share. So if people want to contact me, you can always contact me on Facebook and ask me questions, and or you can even email me at jmugido@yahoo.com.
Hosting the Women's Forum tonight was Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye in Washington.